We'll see you there. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. I want to talk healthcare. We'll get to global warming perhaps in hour number three when our California listeners are on, because, you know, the Californian people, they like that stuff.
I think that that's a terrible, terrible thing to say. You know, there's people all over that care about global warming. And
but most of them live in California.
Yeah, they call it climate change now, Ian.
Is that right?
Yeah, global climate change. Because, in fact, the winters are supposed to get colder and the summers are supposed to get warmer.
Right. Or whatever.
Whatever.
We'll get to that.
But first, the ice caps are melting.
Let's talk about healthcare, because I've got a couple of emails here that are just mind-blowing. I mean, we've heard the stories before. We've read them from websites, internet websites like LouRockwell.com, and they're usually pretty, they're usually pretty persuasive and interesting about socialist healthcare failure and how it's just awful and people suffer. But it's free. People are suffering, but it is free. We'll get to the stories here in a moment. One from Canada, and then another one from Germany, and the Germany one was really a shocker for me. I'll explain why in a little while here, but first let's go to the phones, because this is a show about your calls. Talk to Joseph in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Joseph.
Yeah, well, today was the first time that I actually saw anything about anybody else burning their Social Security cards. But last night, after, for some reason, I felt that I was compelled to look closer at my ID and my Social Security card.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And even just certain dates, and all the numbers of everything just added up. And if all the numbers add up, a reasoning, logical man, not shut up, dude.
Wait. What numbers are you talking about?
Well, even like the years of everything. I mean, nobody can predict the exact date, but right now, science, mythology, numerology, everybody is in agreement that we are near the end of times. And
I'm not in agreement.
Yeah, I don't agree either. Wayne, how do you feel on that one?
I don't know, the Mayan calendar ends at 2012, but I'm still going to try to push it, the envelope, and maybe live to 2020 if I can.
All right, well, I mean, why are other people being compelled to burn their Social Security cards? People who are not connected to each other in any way that they
know. Well, it doesn't have any, it's no religious
reason. Why don't you tell me the reason that you think that Social Security cards
are religious. I've never been a religious person. But
you just said the world was going
to
end.
You would have to be religious to believe the world was going to end, and that somebody would know when it was going to end.
Well, the scientific reasoning points to this. I mean,
what scientific reasoning?
Look at the climate changes. Everything that was supposed to happen.
I'm not sure we
happening.
Have climate changes.
Like everybody discredits all these things, like the Great Pyramids, the Mayans, the Aztecs, all civilizations that apparently met their end. But maybe it's not a prophecy. Maybe
okay.
It's just,
all jokes aside, this has been great. Do you really believe this crap?
Well, it's hard to discern exactly.
You really, really good. Yeah. I must say, A+.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. We almost thought you believed it.
Oh, I know the rest of you did.
it was good.
He didn't have quite enough details for me to totally believe it. But man, he
was just sort of cobbling together, numerology, the Aztecs, and
thought it was pretty good.
All right, 800-259-9231. But to answer his question, I'm going to answer his question about people burning their Social Security cards, because it has happened here in New Hampshire, I think, a couple of times at this point. We may be actually overdue for another Social Security card burning. It used to happen on a once-a-year basis, and I think someone's dropped the ball on that. But the activists here in New Hampshire, the Free Staters that have moved up here, and some of the local New Hampshire residents, longtime residents, have gathered together on an occasional basis to burn their Social Security cards. And there's no religious reasoning behind it. There's no numerology garbage. It's just simply that, well, they don't want them anymore. They're not interested in taking part in the government's forced wealth redistribution program, and they want to make a visible symbol of their rejection of that concept. And what could be more visible than burning a Social Security card? Or in the case of, I think they actually created a larger version of a Social Security card so it could be more visible when you can actually set it on fire instead of this teeny little piece of paper.
Yeah, they're putting it on skewers. on the last one.
They were. Yeah. And you can actually go, I think, to nhfree.com, and I'm sure the videos are on there somewhere. Again, the event's somewhat old at this point, but maybe I should post a message over at the NHFree's forum and remind them and say, maybe we should do this. Maybe this year we need to do another Social Security card burn, because we did the UN flag burn last year, but we didn't do a Social Security card burn.
It was the third annual UN flag burn.
That's right.
You got to get people, enough people that are willing to burn their Social Security cards, and essentially that says, I don't want to have a bank account or a job in the future, so...
Well, that's not necessarily the case. Some people have claimed to have opened bank accounts without their Social Security numbers. I don't know how the hell they do it. But
you got to have the number, you don't have to have the card, I guess. But you certainly have to have the card to get a job.
Do you?
I believe you do. I believe they have to have a photocopy of your... The job I remember getting most recently, and it's been several years ago... I needed a driver's license, Social Security card, photocopied on file.
Hmm. Well, when I got my home loan, they wanted my Social Security card, but I burned it. So I actually went down to the Social Security office and got a printout of this thing that says, so-and-so, Ian has a Social Security number, and it is so on. And that was good enough for the mortgage company. I don't see why that wouldn't be good enough for a job. But anyway... even people that have already burned their cards could burn another effigy if they wanted to. It's just it's a visual thing to get the press interested in that sort of thing. So, hope that explains it. 800-259-9231. Let's jump into healthcare. Daniel emails in from Canada. He says, I've been hearing a lot about Canadian health care, in quotes, on your show lately, and I thought I'd relate a story of my own. At the time, I was living in Ontario. Mississauga, or something like that, like there, Mississippi, but
I don't know.
Different. A south suburb of Toronto, and I was 17 at the time. I decided to try to get in shape and took a karate class, but I overexerted myself, and my leg started to ache very badly, and it wouldn't go away. So I went to the emergency room. I could have gone to my general practitioner, but it would have been a few weeks to a month before I would have been able to see him because of the perpetual doctor shortage. Now remember, the Canadians are taught in government school that their healthcare system is the best in the world, that universal healthcare is just great.
And it's free.
And it's free. But then again, there's a doctor shortage, and you have to wait weeks to a month before even getting to see the guy. Unfortunately, he says, resorting to the emergency room is also everyone else's plan. Because the doctors are so overburdened, everyone goes to the emergency room. He points out that even if they just have the flu or a muscle ache or a mole or any other number of things that a general practitioner would normally handle, as usual, the emergency rooms were so crowded that I had to wait 4 or 5 hours that day, which isn't uncommon. When the doctor came out to see me, he was extremely abrupt. He took about 30 seconds to hear the symptoms, like when it started and what it feels like, and poked at my leg a few times, then came to his steadfast conclusion. He told us he had no idea what it was, and that it had the symptoms of a blood clot, but blood clots are extremely uncommon in 17-year-olds, so that's probably not what it was. He pressured me and my parents to just take a shot of blood thinner to dissolve any potential clots and come back later if it doesn't go away. He was hasty, rude, and impatient. So we did what he asked rather than debate the issue. A nurse came by and gave me the shot, and I was on my way. It later turned out that the real cause of my problem was internal bleeding due to hemophilia, a genetic condition.
So blood thinner is the worst thing you could do for this guy.
Certainly wasn't good. Hemophilia is a genetic condition which causes dangerously thin blood. The potent blood thinner I was given didn't help matters. Over the next few days, my calf muscle stiffened up and ached so badly I could no longer walk on it, and the tip of my toes on that leg were always pointing straight out, and trying to move my ankle resulted in a great deal of pain. I actually had to be carried by my parents. Worst of all, it wasn't long until I hip-hopped on one leg over to the bathroom and discovered that my urine was red with blood. I was in hysterics. I feared I was dying.
Yeah, if you've never had this happen before, you would absolutely feel like you were dying.
And we rushed back to the hospital for another 4-hour wait. After the second wait, we got the same treatment. We were looked at for 30 seconds, and the doctor told us he had no idea what the problem was, and maybe steroids would fix it. Quote, steroids have been known to stop bleeding in the bladder, he said. In a quote, we're not sure why it works scientifically, but it does.
Is this guy an auto mechanic? What is this guy?
They couldn't find a real doctor.
Daniel says, I'm not a doctor, and I certainly wasn't a doctor then, but even I had to have some doubts about that.
I'd rather go to my vet than this guy.
Well, he did go somewhere else, and we'll explain where else he went in a few moments. 800-259-9231, the Canadian healthcare nightmare. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free for you at FreeTalkLive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like setting up a corporation or lending limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save at LegalZoom.com. We're talking about this email from Daniel, who lives in Canada. And he was 17 at the time that he's telling this story. I'm not sure how old he is now. It's not relevant. But he was a young man who had overexerted himself in a karate class. He got a very bad ache in his leg, wouldn't go away, so went to the emergency room, which is what a lot of Canadians do because it takes forever to see the general practitioner because of their awful universal healthcare, translation, socialist healthcare system that they have. And, you know, at this point in his life, he probably thought the healthcare system was great because that's what they teach you.
Because it was always there.
Right. Well, because that's what they teach you in Canadian schools, is that their healthcare system is the best in the world. And the doctor came out, poked him and prodded him a little bit for about 30 seconds, told him that he needed to take blood thinner, and went away.
Well, and the doctor was, he described brusque and ready to go. You know, like,
right.
He just was not interested
in
doing
and out. In and out. And
that's the way it is. When you're paying a doctor to go see them, they're incentivized to take good care of you. You are the person who is paying. When
correct.
The government is paying, and they just see them, and they're just paying based on how many people that doctor sees, he's incentivized to get in and out of that room as quickly as possible, and
yep.
to make sure you come back.
So he gave him a blood thinner, and turned out later on they discovered he's got hemophilia, which is a thin blood problem, so the blood thinner certainly was not of any assistance. His condition worsened, went back, saw a different doctor. This one said steroids would solve the problem because he was bleeding in his urine at that point, and said that steroids should stop the bleeding in the bladder. And Daniel points out, he says, could bleeding in urine be caused by the kidneys or the urinary tract? Why does he believe it's the bladder? Is he just making assumptions so that he can get me shot up with drugs and out the door as quickly as possible? It was at that point that my parents decided, at my behest, that we didn't want to subject ourselves to these quacks anymore. And we made the trip to Toronto's famed Sick Kids Hospital. At 17 and a half, I was still eligible to be a patient there. Thank goodness. I got wonderful care there. They assigned a doctor to me, and a whole team of interns all theorized about what could be wrong. They gave me blood tests, and they used sonar on my leg to check for blood clots, and they insisted I stay on one of their many beds. I was even met by some Toronto Blue Jays players who signed some baseball cards for me and asked me to get well soon. They diagnosed my hemophilia and kept an eye on things until all the internal bleeding healed up, and they offered me some classes to help me understand and deal with my condition. And you think to yourself, wow, what's the difference here?
Right. Well, I mean, that children's hospital, the Toronto Children's Hospital you're talking about, it must be one of the success stories of the Canadian healthcare system.
It must be. In fact, he says, for a while, my faith was restored in the Canadian healthcare system until years later, I discovered that the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto is a completely private charity, and they accept no money from government.
Well, good for them.
So that's my story. Thanks for reading. If you're interested, I could also tell you about the time I got raided by the police under tax evasion charges when I was 18. Yes, I am interested in that story. So please send it on, Daniel. But what an amazing story, huh? What a study in contrast.
How could an 18-year-old even have time to evade taxes?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You just don't pay them? Anyway, what an amazing study in contrast, right? You've got the government doctors that poke and prod for 30 seconds and then, you know, move you on, prescribe you something. Just pick something out of the air and prescribe it to you.
I think steroids will help.
Send you on. No, it's a blood thinner. No,
yeah,
try steroids.
Amazing. A blood thinner. The worst thing you could do for a hemophilic,
right.
It seems, from my layman's view.
And the doctors came right out and said, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but try this blood thinner. We don't know what's wrong. Try this steroid. And then he goes to the private charity and is just treated so much better.
Is it any wonder why they're having so much trouble finding doctors in Canada?
Probably because they're coming down here to America to do work. Or maybe they're black market there in Canada. Because that's what I'd look for. I'd look for a black market doctor or a government doctor any day. Anyway, more on the way. A story from Germany. Not a horror story, per se. But it is horrible in that he describes the German healthcare system, which is also a socialist system. But first, we go to the phones, because this is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was at a barbecue this weekend, and there was a resident or a guy in his residency there. And so I asked him the question, what do you think about socialized medicine? And, I mean, he immediately made the connection and said, look, I work in the VA hospital. Okay, that is socialized medicine. That's what people are arguing for. And they treat the patients horribly. They're, you know, not nice to anybody. They don't do the proper tests. He also mentioned that after 2 o'clock, he can never find any of the doctors that he's supposed to be running all of his cases by and getting mentoring from.
Good Lord. So you mean doctors in regular hospitals, they're there, they have to sleep in the smoking lounge, and their hair's all sticking up because they've been on duty for the last 27 hours, and these guys are gone by 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah, he said that most of them go out to play golf or, you know, go run errands or whatever.
Wow.
And you can just never find them. So it may not be that there's a shortage of general practitioners in Canada. They're just doing the exact same thing.
Out on the range.
Because they're going to make the same amount either way.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is what we were talking about earlier, where they get paid per patient, and so their incentive is to just run them through and get them done by high noon so they can get the hell out.
You got it.
They don't care about your health. They just care about the paycheck. And it's so funny, too, because the people that are in favor of the socialist healthcare system say, we need to take the money out of the healthcare because it's the money that's a corrupting problem. And it seems to me that the issue isn't necessarily money. The issue is incentives. The issue is profit incentives versus just
right.
The incentive, this perverse incentive.
What those people are is completely blinded by their hate of rich people.
Yeah. And doctors should be able to get rich. You are helping people live longer.
If you're providing a service that that people want, people value, you should be getting wealthy doing it.
But we also need to get all the political entrepreneurs out of medicine and just keep the market entrepreneurs there.
Absolutely. Sam, any other thoughts?
Nope, that was it.
Thanks for the story, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All you have to do is talk to people. You know, just talk to people that have actually had experience in socialized healthcare. Talk to people in the VA. Talk to especially military veterans. These are the guys that are the real victims of socialist healthcare in America. They're the ones that are feeling the brunt, like Daniel was in Canada. They're the ones that are getting the misprescribed medicine.
And if they support it, follow the money. Figure out what they have to gain by it.
If they're supporting the system,
yeah. Usually it's one of two things. They're either the people that for whatever reason hate rich people,
mm-hmm.
or people that have something to gain inside the system,
or they haven't actually discovered how awful the system is. Or they're somebody fresh out of government school that believes that this is a wonderful idea. Healthcare would be free for everyone, and that's what you deserve. You know, that sort of idyllic mentality, which will be shattered inevitably when they finally get sick and are subjected to the awful government healthcare system. Now, does America have the perfect system? Hell no.
By no means.
It is watered down by government regulation. It is polluted by government rules and regs and taxes, and we need to move in a less government direction, not more. More on the way, though. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute.
As the sun slips slowly below the horizon, you round the curve and your car stutters and stalls. Ease over to the side of the road, because when I come back, ways to keep you safer during breakdowns after sundown. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
It was a dark and stormy night. You're thinking horror story. And you're right. If you're broken down after sundown, to lessen scare and increase safety, kill your hysteria and clear your head. Lock doors and put on hazard lights. Do not attempt repairs at night. Call for help. Everyone should have a cell phone for emergencies, and 911 is a not-so-secret weapon. Since villains can look like Freddy Krueger or a beautiful movie star, if you're approached by a stranger, don't roll down your window, even a little, and leave your cell phone in plain sight. Chances are the bad guys will guess you've called the good guys to the rescue. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Updates. Get signed up for them. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep you clued in whenever there's something new to announce about the program. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go quickly to the amplifier line. Talk to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's everything going tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and briefly try and remind everybody who's signed up for the first 1,000 pledge to go over to Pledge Bank, sign in, and click on the little button that says you've actually completed the pledge and moved to New Hampshire. I'd like to see, a big list of, 1,000 green check marks.
Wow, I didn't know there was such a feature with Pledge Bank.
Yes, there is.
That's pretty cool. I might have to go and do that myself. You're referring to the first 1,000 pledge, Bill. What is that for our uninitiated listeners?
Well, the first 1,000 pledge was your idea, and that was to get 1,000 people to sign up to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project by the end of 2008.
Right, and of course the Free State Project being a movement of getting 20,000 activists to move to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty when they get here and follow their hearts and do whatever it is that they think is best as far as activism is concerned. And you are one of the newer movers to the state, and what are some of the things that you've been thinking of possibly to do activism as far as what is activism for Bill, I guess?
That encompasses a lot, really, because, I'd really just like to see people get involved in any way possible to, get our country to go back to the Constitution, be it freedom of speech, freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances, freedom to keep and bear arms, whatever that is. I mean, I'm sure at some point, after I've been here for 2 years, I'll be running for office.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, just trying to get lower taxes, trying to get government out of our life. I called in the other day about how, our little town spends 99% of its budget, on the public school. I don't have any kids. Why am I paying for this?
Excellent question.
I can't answer that.
This is for the greater good of the community, Bill.
All sorts of crazy things like that. We were just having a discussion with other people at lunch, and they were explaining how his town, Concord, has alternate side of the street parking. And
what's that mean, alternate side of the street?
You're going to love this. This is a service that the government provides you, whether or not you want it or not, and every other day you have to switch which side of the street that you park on. Otherwise, you get a ticket so that they can sweep the streets.
Right.
And so, yes, so, you know, they want to provide you with a service that you're forced to pay for, and when they can't provide it for you, they treat you extra. I wish I had a business like that.
So that's for residential areas, I presume?
I would imagine it would be.
Gotcha.
I mean, I remember when I lived in New Jersey and Maryland, they had that kind of scam going on, and I remember getting tickets for that.
Very good. So have you found, I mean, you're what, like 2 weeks? You've only been here 2.5 weeks or something like that. Have you found that there's just too much to do at this point, that you really have to be kind of choosy about what activism you do here in New Hampshire because there's just that much?
Not at this point, because I've been kind of holding off just sort of, you know, getting the flavor of, you know, what things are going on, who's doing it, how they're doing it, where it's taking place. You know, I'm still unpacking a bunch of stuff and rearranging things, so that's taken up a little bit of time.
Sure.
I've been checking out the calendar over on nhfree.com, and that's certainly very helpful. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
There really is.
You know,
it's an amazing...
There's a lot of little local meetings, there's a lot of Ron Paul activism, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's an amazing group of people, great activists, just a great group of people that are waiting to be your friends when you get here. So it's not like you're going to be all alone. I mean, you had 40 people show up to help you unload your moving truck when you moved in.
It was amazing.
Here. I'd never seen anything like it myself.
Neither have I, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Bill, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Welcome home, Bill.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know what? I mentioned last night that we've got an activist here in Keene that was ticketed for making a U-turn. It was apparently, you know, the overnight hours, so traffic was certainly non-existent at that time. And he made a U-turn in, a business district here in Keene, New Hampshire. A cop spotted him, pulled him over, ticketed him for it, and he didn't pay the ticket. Today was the last day that he could either, you know, pay or show up in court. And he decided he was going to show up in court, so he called us yesterday, some of the other activists here in the area, and we decided we'd meet him, half an hour early to sort of discuss what he was going to do, and I, of course, brought my video camera in. And it was very interesting, because I'd been in this courtroom, this district courtroom, once before to tape Russell Canning, who's another activist in the area, to tape his hearing, and you have to understand something about bureaucrats is they really respect perceptions of authority. So if you've got a press badge on, which I made on my home printer, and a little, you know, lanyard, and if you try to look official, they'll believe that you're official. And so all I had was this homemade press badge and a little tripod for my video camera.
Right. But Ian doesn't have to look respectable. I mean,
right.
a cameraman doesn't generally look respectable.
No.
He just has to look official.
No, it's in a pair of jeans and a polo shirt. And so
a pierced nose would be a more convincing cameraman.
And I had my badge, and there were two of us there with cameras, myself and another gentleman named Caleb. Now, Caleb didn't have any of the accessories that I did. He just had his handheld camera. Caleb was not allowed to film in the courtroom because he didn't have the press badge, but I was. And here was what was most interesting about the entire proceeding, and that was that even though David, the guy who had the ticket, was not on the docket for the day, and they had a full docket, because I called the day before to let him know we were coming, they let him go first. They also let Russell go first when we were there. So it seems that something about having a camera in the courtroom makes them want to put your person first. I don't know why that is, because you'd think that they would utilize their power in order to force you to wait all day long till 2 or 3 or 4 in the afternoon when they, you know, they've done everybody else, and then call you up there so no one else can see what you're going to do. Because our activist, I mean, David got up there and he said that he morally objects to extortion and he's not going to be paying the fine. The judge looked at him and he said, okay, you're free to go. We'll handle this in the normal fashion.
Now, nobody really knows what that means. We presume it means they're going to send, like, an armed group of thugs to his house to pick him up or maybe suspend his license. Who knows what that means? But that was it. It was over within seconds.
Maybe they didn't want you to see how he handled the other cases after.
Maybe. Or maybe they didn't want him in the courtroom or something like that, talking to people. I really don't. I still personally don't understand the bureaucrats' logic on that one. If you've got any insight, 800-259-9231. Or maybe they just don't feel comfortable with a camera in the courtroom. Maybe they just want to get the camera out so they hear that person first. But it sure is convenient. So if you get the opportunity to go to district court, try to get a friend to bring a camera in there. Maybe that'll get you to, you know, jump ahead of all the queue of the waiting masses. But what's also interesting is because he went first and because other people saw him do that, when we were standing around outside just sort of chatting and talking about what had happened and just discussing things, there were a few people that came out of the courthouse that stopped by to ask us some questions, like, what did you do in there? You know, that sort of thing, because they'd never seen anybody do something like that. And they were very curious, and so he got people thinking. You know, he got people questioning the system. And it was interesting, too, because we had people coming out that one guy had some sort of an alcohol violation. I didn't really find out what it was, but he was charged $700 for a possession charge or something like that. Another guy came out for having a dime bag of marijuana with a $420 fine. And it's just amazing. These people are being extorted. And Julia pointed out that, you know, if it weren't for these drug war crimes, these victimless crimes.
Right. If this was a crime, then why'd they just give the guy a fine? Shouldn't he be locked up, you know, if it was really a crime? Shouldn't he be away from the rest of us because he's contaminating society? No, it's just about money.
It's about the money. You know, if they would not be able to have the bureaucracies that they have if it weren't for these excessive fines. If they were only going after rapists and murderers and locking those people in jail cells, they wouldn't have this extra income coming in. $400 for a dime bag of marijuana? And I love how they made it $420 just to slap the potheads in the face.
Just imagine what the total take for the day was.
It's unfathomable. The room was packed.
Oh,
I mean, at an average of $250, they would have taken in thousands upon thousands of dollars. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Phones are loaded. We're going to your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the bed fan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the bed fan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to bedfan.com and try the remarkable bed fan yourself. That's bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The bed fan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and vote for us over at vote.freetalklive.com. It is a once-a-month thing, so if you've already done it, well, you can't do it again. But if you've yet to vote for Free Talk Live in the month of August, now would be a good time, because I looked earlier today and we were trailing. We had been in number one, and we had dropped to number two, the number two podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. We can go back up, but we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already done it, then maybe instant message a few friends or send out some emails and ask some friends or family members to do it as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show, and it takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. The phones are loaded. We still have to talk about the German healthcare system, so we will get to that. But first, we need to go to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Eric in Michigan, going once. Eric in
Hello.
Michigan. Hello,
there
Eric.
Howdy, fellas.
What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about your position on Roe versus Wade, Ian.
I don't know much about it.
Well, the other day you said that you thought that it should be reserved to the states, the right to legislate on abortion.
Well, that's as I understand it, what Ron Paul's position is.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think there should be any legislation in regards to abortion. I don't think the government should be involved. I don't think they should be paying for abortions, nor do I think they should be prohibiting abortions.
Yeah, I would agree, but I think that it's a very anti-liberty position you're taking on.
Why that? Is that?
The one that you're taking currently. Because you are choosing state tyranny over national liberty.
No, sir. I just told you that I don't think that there should be government involvement in abortion.
But what
so
you
I
said
choose,
is that
I choose
we should
no
get rid
states.
Of Roe versus Wade, and what that implies is
I
that
think
the
we should get rid of the government, Eric.
Yeah, but we're working within the government system right now. We can't demolish it tomorrow. Wish we could, but, you know, we're working on it now. So
mm-hmm.
if we got rid of Roe versus Wade, you'd have states banning, you know, the practice, you know, perhaps most of the southern states. And the thing is, then you'd be telling people that they cannot get a procedure by choice in a private institution, and I believe that that is an anti-liberty position.
Well, that would be the state governments that would be taking the anti-liberty positions, not me, sir.
Indeed, but Roe versus Wade is providing for that freedom.
Right, and you know, the sort of the position that I take on it is currently we have the quote-unquote freedom, you know, women have the freedom to get abortions in this country. I am not for abortions. I believe that it is the ending of human life.
But you told me the other night.
Right, and I told you the other night that I believe that it should be reserved to the federal government because it's an issue of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Is it not about life?
Again, I think that the
is it
fact
not about
that
liberty?
I think the fact that the federal government is involved, it is also one of the things that has been chipping away at states, the so-called concept of states' rights. I don't believe states have rights, but in this federalist sort of system that we have in this country, the idea was supposed to be that the states could compete based on their laws.
Right.
To where what we've got today is you've got a situation where the California voters have made it very, very clear they want medical marijuana in their state, and the federal government could give a flip about that, and they're going in and raiding medical marijuana providers. Why? Because the states don't have any semblance of autonomy anymore, and I find that absolutely sad.
I concur with you that states should have rights, and the federal government really shouldn't be involved in this particular issue, but I am not willing to give ground on aggregate liberty in order to, return some power to the states. Look, if somebody wants to do a trade where we'll say, okay, the federal government is going to respect states' position on medical marijuana if we, give up Roe v. Wade, and then we'd have a net zero as far as liberty goes. But I'm not willing to give up ground on liberty, which we currently have. And
precisely.
I believe that's the issue. I'm for what works.
It's a conflicting position to say that you support states' rights and liberty if the state is going to reduce that liberty.
I'm not taking a conflicting position, sir. I am in opposition to states. So there's no conflict here.
Right.
Indeed,
you're putting words in my
the
mouth.
Current system.
No, he's not putting words in your mouth. That's what you...
That's not my position.
You argued against the other position, though. You basically said that Roe v. Wade's a bad idea.
I don't know anything about Roe v. Wade.
Do you believe
it's a court case? I've never read it. Have you?
Then you shouldn't take a position.
I'm not taking a position on Roe v. Wade. You called
you
and asked me about it. I said I don't know anything
right.
about it, sir.
You said that it should be abolished and the state should have the right.
I didn't say
that
at all.
Anti-liberty position.
No, sir, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
I
said
exactly
states shouldn't be involved in abortions. They shouldn't pay for it, nor should they prohibit it.
Eric's referring to a conversation we had a couple of nights ago. Where you took that position and he was on the line, and I'd have to say that I got the same impression that Eric got.
I have never taken a position on Roe versus Wade. I don't know a damn thing about it. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231.
Got that impression.
Well, you know what? You got the wrong impression, because I think you were hearing me give out what Ron Paul's position was.
And
Ron
then attack me based on, I said, I'm not so sure about Ron Paul's position on this. I'm not so sure I agree with it. And then I got an attack from you based on that.
Because I can understand where Ron Paul is coming from.
I can
too. The
fact
that exists is another reason why the federal government is in such control over the state government.
I can too. From a principled standpoint, I would say that Ron Paul's right. It should be handled by states.
Right.
But,
so from a principled standpoint, if the federal government can get involved and tell states what they can do in regards to abortions, that means they can get involved and tell states what they can do in regards to marijuana, and they can
nobody
get involved
else is
and
going
tell
to
states
take
any damn thing they want.
But nobody in the government is going to care about a principled position. All the anti-abortion people want is for the Roe v. Wade to go away, and that way the states, some states can take a tyranny position and, make it illegal to get an abortion.
And I'm
and
sorry about
and
that.
Look,
and
I'm not
right.
for results that don't frickin' work. Sorry.
You've been awfully quiet on this.
Yeah, I have, because I've listened to Ron Paul's position on it, too, because he happens to be a doctor. He's delivered X
mm-hmm.
number of babies, what, 4,000 babies?
Right. He was obstetrician, right?
And I guess he considers life beginning at conception. And as a doctor, he's responsible. Once a woman comes into his office and he diagnoses them as being pregnant, he's responsible for that fetus as if it's a life.
Right.
So that's where some of the conflict comes in, is the question of where life begins, because if life does begin at conception or some short time after that, then it's not about what the pregnant woman wants anymore. It's about what is best for the baby, because that's a separate life now. You see?
Right.
And that's the sticky question that people really...
It's sticky.
It's very sticky.
And it's one that will never be answered. It's one that no one will ever come to an agreement on. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't think that... I think that if we had some states that did that, then what you'd see is people going to the surrounding states in the areas to have those procedures
sure.
done. Wasn't South Dakota... Didn't South Dakota pass a law that essentially outlawed the procedure? Was it overturned? I thought they passed a law last year.
Some people will do it, and some people won't. But look at the United States. There's places where marijuana is legal in the United States. You don't see all the potheads going there, do you? Like, oh, let's move to Ann Arbor. Let's move to Alaska. Let's move to Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that.
Well,
so, I mean,
getting an abortion is a little more serious.
It's different. I will totally agree with you. You can go. You're probably only going to get one abortion in your life. If not, you should go talk to your minister quickly. But if these people are going to, you know, go quickly, fly in, maybe spend a day or two, and the next state over, and then, you know, fly out. So, yes, it's another issue, but if liberty really were the issue, all the pot smokers would be in Nevada, Alaska, or Ann Arbor, or one of those places where, you know, they're able to do so.
A lot of people smoke pot regardless of what the law is, just because they can do it, and they do it privately, and they keep their mouth shut about it.
It's true, and a lot of people would get abortions regardless of what the law was there, and I don't think they should have to, because then they're dangerous, back alley, black market abortions, and people shouldn't be subject to that. And I think it would be tragic if states decided to outlaw abortions, but you know what? Again, I think the federal government should be abolished entirely. And if you don't like the government where you live, then, well, you know, the old answer to that is, well, you should work to change it or move. And I've moved. I moved to New Hampshire because I didn't like the government where I was. I didn't like the prospects for liberty where I was. The prospects for liberty are much greater here. And the prospects for liberty across the country are very, very muted because of the existence of the federal government. So, you know, in case I wasn't clear, maybe you misheard me or misinterpreted what I was saying, the government at all levels, local, state, and federal, has no business in abortion. They don't. They shouldn't be paying for it, and they shouldn't be prohibiting it.
I think it's a moral issue that families should be working on and that kind of thing.
That's right. If you can find a doctor willing to do it, then that should be about as far as it goes.
I believe that there's a lot of bad. I think that it's the ending of a human life, but I think that there's a lot of bad things associated with outlawing it. A lot of bad things.
Of course there are. It's a black market.
Well, and not just that, just, do we really want children born into homes that would have preferred to have aborted them?
Indeed. Let's go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'm going to look at it this way, okay? We are Israel here. We are God's kingdom on earth, okay?
I look at the same opinion.
Abortion was brought about when we started here, and I say the Illuminati started. Okay, the
I thought the Illuminati came around in the 1700s. Were they doing abortion?
Yeah, I know, but the woman that started this was Illuminati.
Oh, I see.
Okay? I mean, here with her thing,
what do you think her diabolical plan is?
Yeah, but this thing about the marijuana, I think that God told you in Genesis he left every herbal seed here to keep us healthy.
Yeah.
There is stuff in there that will help you. They can take it out and put it into a capsule.
Sure.
You can take it.
Yeah, absolutely. They can, but the marijuana patients have found that that's not as effective as vaporized marijuana.
Well, if it doesn't, I mean, you know, God left it here. He told us there's everything here to keep, like, matter of fact, like, there's a natural herb that pulls your stem cells out in 2 hours.
Paula, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.